Welcome back to In Your Corner, a podcast by Men's Fight Club specifically for men. We will be covering subjects weekly to address things that men do, things that men shouldn't do, and things that men should aspire to do. All this is designed to encourage men to want to become better fathers, better husbands, better brothers, better sons, and ultimately the leader that they were designed to be. We will bring in special guests to shed light from experience as they speak from wisdom on an unscripted format. So let's hear from the men in your corner. Let's go.
Oh, yes. Good morning, men. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today. I got an amazing guest with me today and a very, very good subject. I love how we do this very much subject-driven podcast. And bringing in people that understand practical application of what we want to learn in the Bible. And so I'm Will Grosskopf, founder of Men's Fight Club, and I'm just thankful that you are tuning in with us on this podcast. I pray that you understand we're bringing relevant information that needs to be said about topics and subjects that need to be talked about so that us men can learn to be better men. And couldn't ask for a better person today. I'm telling you, this is a brother I got in the studio with me today, John McDonald, is an amazing man of God, probably the best servant I've ever met in my life. And I'll say that hands down against everybody I've ever known. And I'm humbled to be in his presence a lot. And I just tell you, this guy right here means a lot to me. I learn as much from him as I try to teach. And believe me, I'm out learning more than I'm out teaching. So thank you so much, John, for stepping in today. I think it's amazing to have you here in the studio. And it's a pleasure doing life with you.
Absolutely. It's truly an honor to be on this with you and be living life with you. So absolutely. Thank you.
Well, and John, we've been able to do life now for several years, and it's amazing just the adventure we've been on together, you know, to be able to see you grow in your life and see you grow to be the leader that you are. You know, you're a men's leader in your local church, and I think you do an excellent job. But not just that, you're also on the team with me that we established to go to into other countries to be able to spread Men's Fight Club and be able to spread kingdom principles of why it's important for men's fellowship to understand leadership, to become the leaders in their homes so they ultimately can lead in their communities and in their churches. And so I just think it's really awesome that you're here to be able to speak on something that I think is a major subject. You know, we talk about wisdom all the time, and I remember when I was talking to you about wisdom and your interjection was, but with understanding. And so that's our subject today, is we're going to speak on wisdom with understanding. And I believe absolutely they go hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally concur, man. That's for me, through my studies and being around, obviously, men like yourself and other men, godly men, a lot of times, like, guys will talk of wisdom as though, like, that's what you should be praying for. But what I've found is even though I pray for wisdom, like, I really didn't know how to use it until I started praying for understanding. So I definitely think they go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
And I've also found that when you read through the Bible, like now understanding is actually mentioned more times than wisdom. And it really blew me away when I figured it out. So it's amazing. It's just amazing.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. And what good is wisdom if you don't understand it?
Absolutely.
You know, having the wisdom has no application. You know, that's what's crazy. And that's the problem we face as men, is we do a whole lot of research. We do a whole lot of video watching, is what we call research. You know what I'm saying? And so it's not really research. We do a lot of studying, which is called video watching. And so we learn a lot about stuff, but the problem is we don't know how to practically apply it. And so especially as fathers, we could tell our children all kinds of stuff, but unless we live it as an example, they don't even understand what we're talking about.
Exactly. And a lot of times I've seen, like, brothers that just accumulate so much wisdom or knowledge, but there's no application. And therefore, sometimes they fall away. And I think that's just tragic. I really do. I think they need the understanding and the discernment to go with the wisdom and the knowledge. And the best way to do that is not just to get the wisdom, but to live it. And being the example is the only way to lead.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because our actions are going to speak louder than our words. Absolutely. You know, I look at it like this. I remember, you know, there's several people that are preppers out there. I consider myself a semi-prepper, you know. And I remember, you know, when I was buying all this stuff, like food for storage and water for storage, and I was buying like a little camp stoves, and I was, you know, buying all these different things. And my wife was going, "You're scaring our little girl. You're letting her, you're making her think that the end of times is coming." And I was like, "Yeah, well, we're not sure what's going to happen exactly and when, but there's nothing wrong with being prepared." I said, "And as far as my little girl needs to know, we got the coolest camping gear." You know, because what good is it to do and have all that stuff if I've never even used it? So the best thing I could do is apply it through camping. If I don't know how to use that stove practically, I'll never need know how to use it in an emergency.
Absolutely. Like, it's kind of like that with it. Almost all everything you have. It's like you got to know how to use it. Like, I can get a tool set, and if I don't know how to use it, like, I can't fix anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, you actually have to have that application to it. You don't have to know how to use it. And it's the same with wisdom and knowledge. It's like I said, you can have all the wisdom you want, but if you don't know how to use it, or you're not applying it to your own life, nobody else is going to see it in you.
That's right.
All they're going to see is a person who just has, you know, all this knowledge, head knowledge, but it's not actually being used in their actual life.
Yes. Yes, and the thing is, like I like how you said, if you have all the tools in the world, and you don't know how to use them, it's to me, it's kind of like you know when we get a new box of something that we got to assemble, and we don't take the time to read the instructions. And as men, we're very guilty of that, and we do it all the time. And when we're done, man, we're like, man, it works, but what are these extra parts for? You know what I'm saying? And that's why I look at it. God has given us the instruction booklet to be able to use in our lives. He's given us all the ability to get the wisdom we want. But without application, without actually reading it, wisdom without understanding is not good for us. It's almost like having some amazing discernment, but then not knowing what to do with it.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more with that because, like I've been saying, like, you just have to have the understanding. And that's a great example of like just getting something, you're just putting it together and you don't read the instructions and you have the leftover pieces. I mean, someone's going to ask you, what are those leftover pieces?
That's right.
So, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cause, the main part, I guess, like I said, we look at like this, it works. Yeah. It might work, but it's not complete.
Right.
And how long is it going to function? You know what I'm saying? So we can have amazing wisdom with our Bible, you know, and we could pull out pieces of it that work, but we're still not complete. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're trying to teach a man to be a man. We're trying to give him all this wisdom, like, hey, you need to provide for your family. You need to protect your family. Hey, you need to lead your family. You need to love your family. Well, those are great words, but until they're broken down, what did it do? Because in order to be wise, you also got to be a great communicator. You know, I'll never forget a good friend of ours, Pastor Buddy Slaughter, amazing man of God. I remember one time he gave a message on being a great communicator. And he was talking about one day he told his son to take out the trash. And he said, okay. So he said his son went to go take out the trash. He said about 20 minutes later, he went in the kitchen and the trash bag is sitting right outside the trash can. And so he called his son in there. He's like, what's going on? He said, what? He said, I told you to take out the trash. He said, I did. He said, no, you didn't. You just put it right here. He said, you said take it out. I took it out. And that's when he realized, yeah, it's wisdom to know what I know, but he doesn't have the understanding of what I know. So therefore, I've got to communicate the same wisdom to him in a way that he'll understand. So he's like, no, that's not what you do. You take it out of the trash can, then you tie it up, and then you take it outside. And he's like, all right. So he does that. About 30, 40 minutes later, he goes by and he comes back and he's like, now the trash bag is just sitting outside. And he realized, you know, in order to complete him, he has to go through the entire motion to say, no, it goes in the trash can. And that trash can goes at the road so it can be picked up. And that's really what it is with us. You know, just giving, like just reading our Bible, just hearing a message is one thing. But until we get all the details of how to implement, get the full understanding of it, we can actually go through doing our life halfway of what's expected of us and then wonder why we don't get the results we want.
Very good point. And that's where being the example comes in. That's what I see being the example. Like, for example, in Pastor Buddy's story there, like for him to actually take the trash out, do it the right way, and his son to see him do it and then watch him complete through it. Like, that's what the understanding is. Like, he can tell him all day, and that's the wisdom. But until he shows him how to do it to completion, I think that's where a lot of us fall short. Like, we come in Sundays, we get the word from the pastor, you know, maybe Wednesday nights. But do we actually sit there and go home and study it, like, for ourselves? And you say it all the time, study to show yourself approved. Like, and really, that's what it is. You got to study to get the wisdom, but then the understanding comes in when you actually apply it. And sometimes that needs to be showed to you how to apply it.
Yeah.
And that's how I learn best. Like, I follow guys like you around, Gary, you know, Gossett, and some other brothers, and I watch how you guys do things. And for me, that's how I gain understanding. Even though I'm reading the same things you're reading, I don't really see it until you guys actually act it out or you live it out. And then I see it because I'm with you all the time. And I think that's key.
Oh, yes. Well, it's no different. Like you were saying, like our Wednesday nights, when I hear people like Dr. Dale Yurton speak, you know, he's reading the same scripture I'm reading. But when he sees it, when he reads it to us in a different way, it like jumps off the page. And I'm like, I would have never got that. But he opened up my understanding of it. And that's why I think, too, when you're reading the Bible says several times, let him that have an ear hear. Mm. Let him that have that wants understanding, understand. That's the thing. You know, we need to be able to do that. We need to be able to say, you know, I really want to know. You know what I'm saying? It's not just like, you know, I want to be a good father. Well, I have some great examples of good fathers, and I could read books about good fathers, but my best thing to do to increase my understanding is to actually put into action what I'm seeing and what I'm reading.
Hmm. Exactly. That's how I learn best personally, like, is to put it into action and actually do it. And, yeah, just the buildup of knowledge that you get from, like, a brother like Dr. Dale Yurton or someone like, when they open up your mind, they're actually making you think. And he says it often, you know, a person that'll make you think is your friend. And I totally agree with that, because when I start thinking about things, then I start really trying to find answers, you know, and then I try to figure out how to apply that to my life. And I think that's the understanding portion or the discernment portion of wisdom and knowledge. So, yeah, I definitely would agree with that.
Yes. And what I like, too, is getting around people that aren't afraid to show you the example. Staying close to men that are not just do as I say, but, you know, live a Jesus example. That's what I like about Jesus. He didn't come in establishing rules. He come in setting examples. He set standards. He's like, wash feet because I wash feet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's very, very important because he's not just saying it. He's doing it. And that's why I love being around men of God that really have taken it to the next level. My wife is an amazing people watcher. And so the people that I hang around with, she's watching how they treat others and especially how they treat their family. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to that, you really got to focus in. Is this person worth following? Is he worth imitating? Does he have a head knowledge and a book knowledge, or does this guy really have some wisdom that I could seek understanding from?
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed her watching people before. Like, so I do that as well. I watch the brothers in the church. I'm part of the men's leadership here for the men's group at our church. And I'm always looking for those guys that actually get it, you know, that are actually not just hear the word, but understand it and then actually start applying it. And we're always looking for the future leaders. And like, if you're really looking for a future leader, they have to have the understanding of what you're teaching them, you know? And so I understand about watching people and how they do things. And that's how I've surrounded myself with the right people like yourself and Gary and several others. But you got to watch them. You got to see what they're doing. You know, do they just have head knowledge or are they actually applying it in their life?
Yeah.
You know, and that's huge for me. Like, cause I look for that. I look for guys that are actually applying it in their daily life.
Absolutely. And another thing too, I noticed with you is even when you want to notice things in people that you don't see yet, that you actually make a time to go over and focus that effort. You're like, hey, brother, you know, what we want you to do is this. And then you go through all the emotions and you teach them that so that it'll help them grow. Like, say, for example, I noticed when you was getting youth to get up there and teach with you to the men, you would say, hey, look, this is exactly how we want to do this, and I need you to do this part and this part. And you're not just explaining it, but you're walking it through them with it. And it's great because some of these teens have never done a public speaking before. And even though it's in a small format, about 30 guys, it's just amazing to see these guys grow. But it took time to walk it out. And not just that, to be able to set, these are the expectations that you could expect from me, and these are the expectations I want from you. And you cover both ends of it. So there's no doubt with the communication that they know exactly what needs to be done. And it not only increases their wisdom, but it increases their ability to understand it and apply it.
Exactly. And it's a lot about the expectation that you set for them. Like, and if you set it for them, you know, most of them will actually try to live up to it. Mm-hmm. And we found that with the young men, like trying to get them to come alongside us and, you know, just grow them from where they're at, get their wisdom, their knowledge, and their understanding. And that's huge. I mean, because that's the next generation. You know, they're the ones that are going to have to step up and lead at some point. And you want those leaders that step up to follow you, you know, to carry on what you've done and to have their own vision and carry that on as well. And that'll come through their study and their understanding and how they pass it on.
So absolutely.
That's the big thing with like getting the young men involved. But it's the same thing with every man, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter. It's just getting them to understand that they need to find this stuff for themselves. They need to study it for themselves. They need to get the understanding. And that's one thing I didn't pray for initially. Like, I always prayed for wisdom and knowledge because that's what I was reading in the Bible. Pray for wisdom and knowledge. God will give it to you. And but I never started praying for understanding. And it wasn't until, I mean, he gave me all the knowledge. I saw it in you guys and in the men I hang around and that do life with, but I never understood how to apply it. And then I started reading, you know, pray for understanding. I was like, well, that makes sense now.
Yes. So,
and once I started doing that, I started understanding the wisdom to a point where I could actually use it. Mm. So, and that's all we try to teach the, you know, the younger men or the men in the men's ministry is how to use that knowledge, you know, and that wisdom so they can be effective for the kingdom. So
absolutely.
And Jesus said it himself, you know, teach what I did and said, you know, what he did. Like, so big thing.
Absolutely. And these young men, they're eager to learn. And they're at a right part in their life where they're making that transition going from teenagers to going into young adults, and they're fixing to have to take on life in a whole new meaning. And the best thing they could do is look up to the next generation. You know, each level, you know, you got 4-year-olds that are looking at 6-year-olds, you got 6-year-olds that are looking at 10-year-olds. That 10-year-old is not looking to the 40-year-old, he's looking to that 16, he's looking at that next level, and that 16 is looking for 18 and 21. So when we get these young men that are in their late teens and early 20s to be able to look at us in our 40s, you know, that's great. But that's a perfect opportunity for us to really just really impart something in their life that will carry them the rest of their life. Our whole goal is to be ambassadors for Christ, and we're going to have to make ambassadors as well. Well, to be an ambassador means you got to have to represent well. So if I'm going to represent God well, I'm going to represent my church well, I'm going to represent Men's Fight Club well, I'm going to make sure that those that I pour into are going to do the same thing. Because if I don't represent well, I can't expect the person I'm teaching to represent well.
Exactly. And that just goes back to the way we live our lives with the Paul, Barnabas, Timothy concept. You know, like, that's how we live our life. And just training these younger guys, you know, or just mentoring them to take our place one day is so important to the kingdom, just to continue to grow it. So absolutely.
Yeah. And one thing too, I learned with older guys, there's a lot of older guys out there that are very, very wise. And then there's some of them that have reached a certain point and then thought they've arrived and became stagnant. And when that happens, you know, a lot of times you get guys that really think, you know, that they've got it together and they don't need to learn anymore. And that's a sad thing too, because wisdom and understanding can be taught at all ages, you know, and especially when we're a little bit older, it's kind of hard for us to want to learn from younger people, especially on a job site when you're like, man, my boss is 20 years younger than me. But at the same time, I've got a lot to learn, and the times are changing so fast that a lot of times I need to learn new methods to make these things happen. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to these new methods and new ways, the best way to learn is from a young person. I'm not very computer literate. 2 years ago, I had a vision to do this podcast, but 2 years before that, I had no desire because I can't do a computer. I could barely work my phone. I'm not very much tech savvy. As a matter of fact, I would much rather break my phone than have to try to fix it. I mean, I just, one of those things, it's just, I'm a hands-on guy. I'm more of a construction guy. I can't get into computers. But this is a new thing for me, and I had to reach out to some younger people to have an understanding for it. But I had to reach also out to some older men that are wiser than me to actually put this together. I had to have both sides to be able to make this happen so that I can have the understanding I needed.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're saying like the younger guys learn from the older guys, and the older guys, you know, continue to grow and they get stagnant sometimes. And kind of takes me back to something I've been was working on. It was in Mark 4. Had to do with the blade, the head, and the full grain. And there's different age groups, you know. And if you think you've arrived at the end and you can't learn anymore, you're the full grain, like, you can get into a dangerous place there, you know, because you should always be learning. You should always be, you know, increasing your knowledge and understanding of that knowledge. We've seen guys like Pastor Dale Yurton. Amazing man of God, like, full of wisdom and knowledge. And he'll tell you to this day, he's not done learning.
Yeah.
You know, and he's still learning from the younger generation. And this younger generation is facing a whole new world than what we grew up in, you know, and they can teach us what they're dealing with so we can learn from it as well. And so we should never stop learning, ever.
No. And the thing is, if we ever think we knew it all, it's really our demise.
Exactly. And when you get to that point, like, you know, usually what I've seen when people get to that point, they usually get bitter. They usually get, like, disconnected. You know, they don't think they need church anymore. They'll probably still show up, but they just, you know, they're not involved and they're not giving any of that knowledge away. They're just hoarding it. And that does nobody any good.
Yeah.
You know, like, if Dr. Dale didn't share his knowledge with us, like, you know, how could we gain from it? You know, It just, that doesn't make sense to me. You know, I want to continue to learn. I want to continue to grow and share it. Most of all, share it and pass it on. So,
yes, and I think not just being able to share it, but getting people with you that can help you implement it. Mm. You know, the one thing I notice about the older I get, there's a lot of things I can't physically do that I used to be able to do. But if I could teach people how to do it and then get them involved, where I could, you know, like when we go to a men's event, it's not so much that I'm teaching or I'm interacting, but I'm helping lead men to do that. So we come in as a group instead of just an individual. But the goal still is accomplished, but it's just not all done through me. But it's helping me to get these guys involved so that way we can implement a bigger plan and all the people gain from it. And so, I mean, you know, that saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Oh, you can, but the old dog's got to be willing to play.
Mm. Exactly. Like, and that's the thing. You still have to choose to learn. You know, you still have to choose to, you know, to be a part of that and continue in that. Like, you don't just show up in a room and just be like, you know, just because you're the smartest guy in the room, you just don't want to help or you don't want to be a part of anything. Like, you literally got to, like, get down and do what Jesus did, man. Get down and wash feet, man. Just humble yourself enough to teach somebody else or show somebody else what, you know, or help the whole group get to the point where you want them to be at.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's no different than a father. So if you got a father really, really, really wants his kids to know he loves them, really wants to be able to impart all he's got into them, the first thing he's going to do is get in the floor and play with them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So when he's in the floor and he's playing and interacting with them, the kids are fully engaged. But if he's just sitting from the seat and saying, hey, go play over there, it's not the same. The kid's not gaining from that. And so us, as men, we're looking to other men to inspire us, but not just to inspire us by words, but by actions. So it's kind of like if you want marriage to work, I'm going to listen to a guy that's got a successful marriage that's actually been tested, that went through some fire, went through hell and back, and come out good on the other side. Now, I don't want the advice coming from the guy that's been practicing marriage over and over and over again. He's on a sixth marriage until he finally gets it right, and he's trying to say it was all by himself.
Mm.
I want the guy that actually has been through some stuff and actually been able to say, hey, look, this is the stuff I did right. This is the stuff I did wrong. That's the stuff we can learn from. It's not always just the good stuff. I want to know the good and the bad because we need to learn from all that. true wisdom comes from both sides of that coin.
Absolutely. And you can't learn everything by not making mistakes.
That's right.
And the guy that's made the mistakes and recovered from it and has come back stronger from it, that's the guy I want to learn from. I don't want to learn from, like you said, from the guy that's just studied it out of a book at a college and they told him exactly what to say in certain situations. That's not it. I'm looking for the guy that's been through it.
Yeah.
And I agree with you on that. That's key.
Yeah.
That's experience right there. Experience, kind of going back to Dr. Dale, he kind of says experience trumps knowledge any day of the week. You know, like in our business, like electricians, you know, like a guy that just came out of school who's an electrician, or a guy that's been doing it for 30 years, you know, I'm going to trust a guy that's been doing it for 30 years, you know.
Oh, yes.
Not just because kids got head knowledge, but a guy that knows how to do it. Like, that's key. Like, and a guy that's already doing it. Those are the guys I follow.
Oh, yes. It's one thing we learned through experience is that book gets you started.
Mm-hmm.
But that book doesn't show any tricks of the trade. It doesn't show anything that, hey, this is easier or this is better or this right here will make it to where things work faster. It doesn't show anything like that in the book. It shows you the basics. The hands-on experience is really where you learn all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that only gets passed down from the guy before you. You know, like you learned it from somebody, you taught it to somebody, and he's going to teach it to somebody else. It just goes back to Paul, Barnabas, Timothy, man. And that's just it. Like, you got to learn it from the guy that's been doing it, you know, and what works best.
That's right.
So,
and that's really the goal for everything as we got to go. And so I just want you to know, man, I definitely appreciate you discussing this topic with me. I believe totally that every time we have a guest on here, that the actual topic relates to the speaker. And I could see that in your own life. I could see what you're doing with the men that you teach and that you lead. The group that you're with is amazing. These men are actually growing because you've grown. And so you're extending that example. And I just want to say thanks again for being on this podcast with us, for sharing wisdom with us and giving us understanding. That's really what this is about. And so I want to go to this segment of our podcast called Surviving the 10 Count. And I'm going to hit you with some pretty rapid fire questions. And I'm glad this is unscripted because you got to give answers on the fly. And I'm curious to hear some of your answers. All right.
All right. Well, let's shoot.
All right. Here we go. Let's say, what embarrasses you the most?
What embarrasses me the most? Man, that's a good one. I don't know. People that don't have common sense.
That is a good one. That is a good one. That's good. All right. Would you rather go on a mission or help send someone else?
Go.
I don't blame you. I'm the same way. Here you go. Scuba diving or mountain climbing?
Mountain climbing.
All right. One household chore that you hate the most?
Sweeping.
Sweeping. All right. Your favorite book in the Bible?
That's a good one. There's so many good ones. There's like 66 of them. I don't know. Probably John.
John?
Yep.
All right. Favorite Bible character?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, yes. What was your most important accomplishment?
Being a father.
There you go. That's a great one. That's a great one. What's the first thing you would do with money if you won the lottery?
That's a good one, too. Pay off my house.
There you go. There you go. And then what's the worst food you ever ate? Because I know you've been all over the world. What's the worst food you ever ate?
Oh, man. It's this egg that's like half cooked, the bird's still in it, like the actual bird with the beak and the feathers and everything, and they kind of halfway cook it. I believe it's in the Philippines. They do it. It's a delicacy, but yeah, it was horrible.
I can imagine. And then here we go. Name one place you're still dying to visit.
The Highlands up in Scotland. I've been to Scotland, but I haven't got up to the Highlands yet. I'd really like to get up in there.
Yeah, that'd be a good one right there. That'd be really good. What's one trend that's going around today you wish would stop?
I'd probably say some of the social media platforms.
I got you. And I don't blame you on that one. There's not a whole lot of wisdom going on with those.
Yeah, they usually cause more confusion or division.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Well, John, definitely appreciate you, man. Appreciate you being a part of this. And, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and we look forward to checking in with you again as we do In Your Corner podcast. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
So there you have it, man. Thank you for letting us be in your corner today. I pray you continue to stay connected to us each week as we cover a new subject with other godly men who want to see you succeed. Don't forget to check us out at mensfightclub.net and also on Facebook at Men's Fight Club. To make sure you don't miss out on any up-and-coming topics, like and subscribe if you enjoyed what you heard. If you would like to join in supporting Men's Fight Club, click the link to donate. Remember, who you are and what you do are important to the kingdom. No one is meant to fight alone. Stay strong, stay connected, fight on.